Hello, hello, and welcome back to Jew Making Money. It's Jude here. Today we're on Understanding Money Part 10. So how banks create money. Another misleading word people use when talking about banks is lending. Banks don't actually lend money they already have. They create money to lend, as if by magic. Here's how it works. For example, Zach needs a loan of $50,000 from the bank to start up a business. After reviewing his application, the bank thinks that Zach's business idea will work well, so it agrees to lend him money. The bank creates a new e-money by typing $50,000 into a computer and adding it to Zach's account, while also noting down $50,000 as missing from the bank's own money. As the $50,000 and the $50,000 are just numbers on computers, they cancel each other with every dollar that Zach pays back until the bank is missing nothing. Before Zach has to do this, he has $50,000 to spend on his business. He can then use money the business makes to pay back the bank. A risky trick. Around 97% of all money currently in banks has created this way. It exists as numbers in people's bank accounts, and debts owed in a bank owns own accounts. The rest is cash created by governments. But if there's more e-money than cash, what would happen if everyone wanted all their money at once? If everyone decided to take their own deposits, it wouldn't be possible. This has never happened on a worldwide scale, but most people take out very small amounts of cash. But it has happened to individual banks. When lots of people withdraw their deposits all at once, this is known as a bank run or a run on the bank. If a bank runs out of cash, it can no longer function because it can't pay back its depositors. People lose trust in the banks, so stop depositing money there. That means the bank has almost no money to spend. The bank runs can be prevented by borrowing cash. If a bank is low on cash, it can borrow it from other banks. Setting limits. Banks can stop you from taking out more than a certain amount each day. Ensuring deposits. Some governments promise to pay depositors their money if the bank can't. This stops people from worrying as if banks are low on cash. Other types of banks. Not all commercial banks work the same way. Islamic banks, which can be found all over the world, have alternative ways to help people buy things and still make a profit. One of the many things is different is how they work with interest. According to Islamic tradition, interest is immoral because it can grow over time. This puts unfair pressure on the borrower. One of the ways Islamic banks get around charging interest is known as mirabaha. Here's how it works. You tell us what you want, then we'll buy it. This awesome motorcycle, please. Gotcha. We'll sell it to you for more than we paid for it, and you'll pay us back in installments. Deal. This method, it means the customer agrees a price with the bank that can't be changed. The bank still gets to make a profit, but there's no interest involved, so the debt can't grow bigger. Most people trust banks and use them regularly, but some people choose to store and borrow money somewhere else. Here are some common alternatives. Crowdfunding, peer-to-peer lending, credit unions. Crowdfunding. I want to make a movie about climate change. I'm going to crowdfund it because I don't want the pressure of paying the bank interest. Peer-to-peer lending. My bank won't negotiate with interest on my loan. With the peer-to-peer lender, I can talk to the lender directly. Credit unions. My bank is so big, I feel as if I'm just a number to them. Credit unions are smaller and know their customers. Okay, thank you everyone for listening to this week. See you guys next week.